We're learning the laws of Megillah. The Mechaber tells us, Chayv Adam Likros a Megillah B'layla L'achsar V'lishnos B'yom. The obligation is to hear the Megillah twice, one at night, another time during the day, in which, unfortunately, many people choose just to hear the Megillah once in the evening. Apparently, we'll see whether or not that's better than hearing it just during the day. But nonetheless, the obligation is for the Megillah to be recited day and night. Now, when exactly can one recite this? So, v'shel laila z'mana kol halayla. When it comes to reading of the Megillah, at night, you have the entire night. V'shel yom z'mana kol hayom. During the day, you have the whole day. So, focus on the night. That comes first. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean that you have kol halayla? So, the Mishnah Berurah says you have ad amud hashachar. You have all the way until dawn, until the morning. Ve'imlo kara kodem. Let's say a person didn't read the Megillah that night, and it's already now amud hashachar. Afil ba'onis. Even if it was something really beyond your control, shuvo yikra, you can no longer read for the evening, because after all, the mishal amud hashachar yamamahu. Once it's amud hashachar, it's already considered to be day. So therefore, when it comes to the Megillah reading, at night you have all the way up until Amud HaShachar. The question that the Mefarshim deal with is that we know the very first Masechta, the very first Mishnah in that Masechta, Brachos, discusses the laws of Kriya Shema at night. When is the earliest time that one can begin? When is the latest time a person can still fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the Shema at night? So, when it comes to the second question we just asked, there's a three-way dispute which is found in the first Mishnah. I have to use the Gemara because I don't see any Mishnayos over there for Zeroyim Aleph. So, the Mishnah says one opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says, Ad Sof Hashma Rishona, which basically can be translated, not getting into too much detail, 10 o'clock p.m., which of course varies. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos, until midnight. And Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad she'almud ha-shachar. So focusing on these two last opinions, you have either only up until midnight, says the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says you have the entire evening. And then the Mishnah quotes the famous story where Rabbi Gamliel's children came, and it's already been past midnight, and they did not yet say Kriya Shema. And he turned to the father and asked the question, could we still say it? Do we fulfill the mitzvah of saying the Shema? So, and the Gemara says, well, certainly the children knew the father's psak. Obviously, they must have known what their father's opinion was, but they weren't sure whether or not they, in fact, had to hold it, the Chachamim, because after all, that's a majority opinion, Yachad Barabim, Halacha Karabim. And therefore, for that reason, maybe the Chachamim say you only have until midnight. It means literally until midnight, but not beyond that. However, the way that it was explained, someone get that? The way that it's explained is that really the Chachamim also hold you technically have the entire night, but they made a gezeira. They made a decree. Kedei l'harchik adam min ha'aveira. They were concerned that if you only have until, if you have the entire night, so maybe a person will come home, they'll eat a little bit, they'll drink a little bit, take a little nap in the middle of the night, and they'll wake up, it'll already be the next day, they'll miss the opportunity of reciting the Shema at night. And therefore the Chachamim said, let's make a gezera, let's make a decree, and let's say you should only say the Shema up until chatzos, up until midnight, and not further. Okay, that's a little bit of a backdrop. Now we can understand the question. The question is, why don't we make that same decree when it comes to the reading of the Megillah at night? Why does the Mechaber tell us that you have in Halacha all night? And not only that, even though technically you could do the same thing when it comes to the Shema, but the reality is there's a difference. The Chachamim made a gezerah. They do not want you to go beyond midnight because they're concerned you may forget or you may end up not doing it. So why don't we have that same issue, that same concern with regard to the Megillah? This is not my question. It's the question the Magen Avraham asks. And he says as follows. And one would maybe think there's obviously some major distinctions. For example, Megillah reading is midrabanan. Kriya Shema in itself is deraisa, so maybe we'd be more strict, and maybe that's the reason why they make a decree. That's not the answer the Magen Avraham presents. He says as follows: the Afa Gav dekriyas Shema ad chatzos dafka, that we say that you should only say the Shema up until, but not beyond midnight. You should make sure to say it before that. Hachal u'gazrina. Here, when it comes to the reading of the Megillah at night, we do not make such a decree. the decree of Dilma Asi Lamishma, that maybe a person will be koshe, will be negligent or make a mistake and end up falling asleep and not saying the Megillah. And he says the reason is Adi Dechaviva Lahu, because the reading of the Megillah is something which is chaviv, something which is beloved to Klai Yisrael. It's something which brings some enthusiasm. There's an excitement in the air when the Megillah is about to be read. So therefore, less likely will a person not hear or read the Megillah, but maybe a person would be more likely to end up not saying the Shema one night. Now one could say, what's the idea of it's Chaviv? So maybe it's Chaviv because it's a one-time thing. It happens once a year. The Shema just happens every single night. So maybe because of that, maybe we'll make a mistake. But that's not the idea of Chaviv, and I'll explain why. Because he says, L'chein lo asr lilmod kodem kriyas Megillah. There's no prohibition of a person learning Torah before the Megillah, that one may be caught up and consumed in their studies, then they might not end up reading the Megillah. Kamosh asru inin bedikas chametz. When it comes to bedikas chametz, which is also a one-year thing, we say that a person is not allowed to learn, because when it comes to learning Torah or bedikas chametz, cleaning your house or checking your house, it's not the most exciting thing. And therefore, that may be not the greatest level of chaviv, is not something which is so beloved. However, when it comes to the Megillah, you could even continue learning, because we know you're going to end up wanting to read the Megillah. Amnon, however, zrizim makdim and lemitzvos, the better way certainly is to do it at the earliest opportunity, vikorno so miyad b'tchilas halayla. And therefore, a person should read it immediately, the first opportunity at night, achar tefilas arvis, right after marv. Yesh omrim, some actually say, as he says in the sidebar, l'chatchila yesh l'hakmid lul achar hakri ad achar chatzos, that there's some people that try not to have the Megillah read at such a late time after midnight. Now, he says that you should read it at the earliest opportunity, and it's worthwhile to point out a machlokes, whether or not a person should read it or could read it even before Seitzel Kuchavim, before the stars come out. So according to the Shalos and Tshuva Shlomo Chaim, he says that im kara hamagila, afilu miksasa kodem Seitzel Kuchavim, lo yatsa, v'yaser v'yikra b'li bracha. He says that a person who even read the smallest part, the very beginning, before Seitzel Kuchavim, you have not fulfilled your obligation, and you should read the Megillah a second time. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, does not go so strict, and he disagrees and holds that a person who reads the Megillah during Ben HaShmashos, during twilight, Ein Chozer V'Kora, you do not need to read it again. After all, when it comes to Megillah, which is in itself Durabanan, Savig Durabanan L'Kula, which is that time, Savig Yom, Savig Lailo, whether it's day or night, and therefore a person does not have to read it again, will say, Safik, you certainly have fulfilled your obligation. Now, we said, again, when it comes to the reading of the Megillah, it should be done during the day as well as the night before. Now, it's interesting that when it comes to many people, we find a lot of people go to shul at night, and unfortunately, the Megillah is not always heard by as many during the next day. So, obviously, they're not doing the optimal manner, but if they would have a choice between day and night, which one is best? So, the Magen Avraham says as follows. The Magen Avraham says, another reason as to why we did not make a gezera in the reciting of the Megillah at night, as we do by the Shema. He says that he gives reason, Al-Had the Lo-Gazru Ad-Chatzos, V'Had the Mutter Lilmod Kodem, is Mishum De'Iker Kriyas HaMegillah, Hu Bayom V'Lo V'Laivu. According to this opinion of the Magen Avraham, the real essence, the best reading, the most important of the two, if we can compare one to the other, is the Megillah reading during the day. And therefore, the Megillah reading at night, it's not as important. And therefore, for that reason, we are more lenient and we allow certain things to go, such as learning Torah before it, or being able to continue not making Gezer by Chatzos. So then you can say, unfortunately, people who only pick one, they got it all wrong. We should better, according to the words of the Magen Avraham, those people, of course, should do both, but if they're going to do one, sounds like it would be better to hear it during the day. However, to bail them out a little bit, says the Notabi Yehuda. Notabi Yehuda says that the Kriyas Megillah, Belaila Midrabanan, he says it's Midrabanan, Uviyom Midivri Kabbalah, so again, this is the distinction. But then he says, excuse me, the Aruch HaShulchan, this is how we'll conclude. The Av the Kriyas Hayom Chashuva Yoser, even though it's true that the reading of the Megillah is more chashuv during the day, nonetheless, mikol makom, If a person, for whatever reason, could only hear the Megillah reading once, and they could only pick either day or at night, which one should he do? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Yadif Halayla. It's better that they should choose the night. Why? After all, it's not as significant. De'ein mavirin al ha-mitzvah. So we did not push off doing the mitzvah, which probably means that if you would either do day or night, and you say, yeah, you know what, better to hear it during the day, maybe it'll turn out you won't hear it at all. And therefore, it's better, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that if you have a choice of only hearing the Megillah during the day or the night, better that you should pick during the night because of the concept of in mavirin al ha-mitzvah. So,